In a strategic addition to Sault Ste. Marie's trail system, City Council yesterday approved a $250,000 contribution toward the cost of a recreational bridge connecting Hiawatha Highlands to the Hub Trail on Third Line. This is to put a bridge over a creek that runs from Third Line to Hiawatha, so that folks who are cycling in Hiawatha can make it to where the Hub Trail connects at Third Line, which loops to our downtown and brings all those cycling visitors right into the core of our city, hopefully spending money in the downtown, said Mayor Matthew Shoemaker. The money won't come from the tax levy, but the municipal accommodation tax paid by visitors to the city, Shoemaker said. There is a destination marketing fee in our community that people pay when they stay at a hotel in town. 4% of that cost comes back to the city and we spent it on tourism initiatives, the mayor said. Outdoor adventure and trails are a proven destination driver that align with the priorities of Destination Canada and Destination Ontario, said Travis Anderson, the city's director of tourism and community development. Tourism Sault Ste. Marie's strategic plan identifies this area as a competitive advantage and has set an aspirational goal of being the premier urban outdoor adventure capital of Ontario, Anderson said in a report prepared for City Council. Creating a linear connection between Hiawatha Highlands and our downtown waterfront is key to achieving this goal. Once complete, the project would allow for cycle tourists, hikers, and other trail users staying at local accommodations to access Hiawatha Highlands from anywhere in the community. The connection increases the appeal of outdoor recreation assets, as visitors can participate in all the amenities the community has to offer without the use of a car. The project is expected to increase the duration of stays and visitor spending in the community. City staff have supported Tourism Sault Ste. Marie through grant applications and have been successful in raising $650,000 for the construction of a bridge over the Root River in Wishart Park and a trail connecting 3rd and 4th line for non-motorized recreational users. Despite allocating $650,000 towards the project, there remains a funding gap of $250,000 and staff are recommending that city tourism dollars be used to support the overall cost of the project, Anderson said. City Council also agreed to provide $11,150 to support hiring of a tourism event coordinator for 9 months in 2024 and $236,646 for future investment in improvements to the downtown waterfront area.